Okay, beginning Simon Samach Vav says the Mechaber Sif Aleph Bein Haprakim Shoel Bishlom Adam Nichbad Umeshiv Shalom L'chol Adam. So if person is in the middle of the prakim of Kriya Shema and the brachos of Kriya Shema, then you can say hello to someone who is very respected. That's what we call Sholim Ipnei Ha Kavod, and Meshiv Shalom L'chol Adam. And you can answer, if someone else says Shalom Aleichem to you, you can answer them no matter who they are. Uve Emtza, but if you're in the middle of a perek, Shol Bishlom Mishu Yare Mimenu, then you can only say hello to somebody who you're afraid of them. Kigon, Aviv Orabo, meaning someone who you're Chayev Min HaTorah to fear. O Mishiyesh Godem Mimenu V'chachma, or a Talmud Chacham who's greater than you. V'chol Shekein Melech O Anos O Mesh, right? Or certainly a person who is a king, whether he is a Jewish or non-Jewish king, points out the Mishnah Berurah, or somebody who's going to force you to, or is going to hurt you, somebody who's going to, you know, tell the government on you in the days when governments would persecute people for no reason. Umeshiv shalom la'adam nichbad. And in the middle of a parak, you can answer mipnei akavod. You can answer to somebody who's in the who's respected. Va'afilu be'emtza pasuk. Even if you're in the middle of a pasuk, chutz mi pasuk shema Yisrael avarach shein kavod mechus l'olam vayed shelo yafsik b'em kla. Then in those cases, in Shema and Baruch Shem, you can't interrupt at all. Im lo mipnei shmishiyari shema yargeno. Unless you're afraid that somebody will actually kill you for disrespecting them, so then it's pikuach nefesh and it's mutter. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that in Sifkat and Aleph, that we're talking about a case where you bumped into somebody and you were in the middle of davening. It says, but if you're talking about a case where you knocked on the guy's door and you were in the middle of davening, or in saying Berks Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema, or if you were sitting in your makam kavua in shul, and you went to his makam, or he went to your makam to say hello to you, so then, even if it was your father, your Rebbe, it's completely aser. And even before you started Baruch Shamar at that time, you're not even allowed to say hello to somebody before you daven, in general. So the Gemara says, in that case, it's only when it's mashkim lepisko, when you go out of your way to say hello to somebody, that's what's aser, to greet somebody before tefillah. But it's not usher to greet somebody before tefillah if you just happen to bump into them on the street. So the Mishnah Berurah's ha'ara is just that if you're in shul and it's davening time, or it's clearly your makom for tefillah, then there's no heter whatsoever to say, to greet or to answer anybody, because it's understood that the minig Yisrael is not to, you know, pal around with people in shul. Okay, in Sifkat and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah points out that we're talking also about a case of what we call panim chadash, or somebody you haven't seen in a long time. But if you see somebody every day, so then there's nothing to talk about. You're not allowed to say hello to somebody. He points out that it's only because in the case of panim chadash, the guy's going to be angry at you and he's going to hate you. Right? And he quotes a sefer Achinuch. So he says, even if you know that the guy is not going to be upset at you, so then you should not be mafsik even bein aprakim. And therefore, he says the same thing, but we said, shame sefer achinuch, that since the minig is not to go around schmoozing in shul, so therefore you're not allowed to talk to anybody for any reason. And then, just in terms of what does it mean, a person who's nichbad, a person who's respectful, why are you supposed to be allowed to be shol b'shalom? Meaning, why would you initiate a conversation with somebody if you're in the middle of Birkas Kriya Shema? So the answer is, in Sifkat and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, because there, if since he's a person who's mechubad, he's respected, it's fitting for you to be makdim lo shalom. You should say hello first, not him. You shouldn't wait for him to say hello to you. Similarly, we said anybody who says hello to you, you can answer them back. And he quotes from the Rashba that he thinks it's mutter lecharchila, so to say hello to somebody who calls out to you, even if you know that he's going to have to answer. I mean, if you are mechubad, or you're kol adam for that matter, you're anybody, so and you think it's worthwhile for you to say hello to this person, and you know he's going to be mechuyev to answer you back because it's mutter bein aprakim to answer shalom lechol adam, still you should say hello to him. That's a very interesting idea. Obviously, again, we're not talking about in shul. We're talking about somebody who was on the street or in the backyard or whatever. Okay. And then skipping down to Sifkat and Yud. So we were talking about even if you're in the middle of a pasuk, if a person Mipnei Hayira says hello to you, you're allowed to answer him back. He says, what about Kaddish and Kedusha? So he says, we're going to talk about it a little later on, that if you can't finish the topic or the pasuk that you're in, so then you're even allowed to stop in the middle of a pasuk or even in the middle of a clause. And you can rely on those opinions that it's mutter to do so, because that's the ultimate Mimnei Hayira, that you're answering Kaddish Kedusha for the Rabbanu Shalom. So that's the greatest respect and Yira that there is.